times, and we almost did it this weekend. And man, I tell you what, since the competition's been so tight, where you have to run these cars on edge every lap. Like, Funny Car was running like 390s, and we were still running 370 flat, like 370 with a zero, 371. And that's what you have to do to win the rounds, you know? So my hat's off to our whole team, man. We kept our head down, and we stayed poised. And I tell you what, I've been beat up this last month and a half just doing a whole bunch of other stuff. And when I came in this race, the first round, messed up on the tree a little bit. I had uncharacteristic light 105, and I could tell you distinctly I came back in that trailer, and my crew chief Brian Cry looked at me and he goes, AB, just do what you do. Slapped me around a little bit. He goes, why are you worried about it? Just because they take long, that doesn't affect you. That never affected you before, you know what I mean? Because I was getting upset because the guy I was racing just took a long time to stage, and he's a new guy and he hasn't been in a lot of race rounds, and wasn't his fault. He was just trying to do the best he did. And I was like, you know what? It took me back to the basics. And then the next three rounds, we just got back into that old groove that we always been into. And we just went out there and we raced our hearts out. And it feels real good to get a win here at Topeka. Been wanting to win this race for so long. But we didn't think about that we didn't win it. We just went out here, attacked like we do every race, and gave it our all every round. And this weekend it worked out for our Macco Tools gang. So I'm pretty stoked, really stoked about it.
Year in and year out, we come here, and this place is known for the Titanic numbers, the huge speeds, everything
yes.
else. And so it's going to put you on the chip a little bit coming in, knowing that you're going to be sitting on top of something that's going to really run.
Oh, when we came in here, I was flying from Vegas from shooting all of our live episodes for Top Gear, and I looked at the weather, and I saw the weather being cool. I was like, whew. I was like, it's going to be fast in Topeka. Boy, I said, everybody – it thought it was going, like, we didn't have no tornadoes this week, and we had a whole bunch of hurricanes going down the racetrack. And when we got out of here, all I could tell you is that when you get to cold tracks like that, you worry about, like, traction. We have really good traction. Goodyear's been giving us a compound that's been phenomenal, and the tire's been lasting, and we've been able to, when it gets hot, we can still run good. That tells you what we're working with. But the coolest part for me this week, and I'm taking out this whole weekend, is that it was a family that came out. The gentleman's name was Bruce that passed away. He died. And his whole family, his wife, Deb, and their whole family brought out his ashes in a little bag, zipped up. And he was a huge drag racing, not just fan, but he drag raced an old school Camaro. And he said that all he ever wanted to do was go over 300 miles an hour. So we zip tied him into the roll cage of the race car. And he rode with me for those world record mile an hour runs that the monster car took back away from us. But it's all good. But the thing about it is he rode with us this whole weekend, and I was giving him back to his family, and I gave him all the time slips from all the runs we did. But the coolest part is that I got four more time slips for that whole family to enjoy, because he just didn't go down the racetrack. He made it to the winner's circle today. So it's pretty awesome with the people that you come in line with this sport, and all the fan access, the way we could touch each other. And you can really reflect and be a part of another family's life. They had a family that was over 20 deep here. And this was by far one of the coolest experiences that I ever had at an NHRA race event. It goes beyond championships, is when you can be a part of somebody's family like that and just give a little something back to them.
One last question before I turn it over to these guys. You're 22-1. You know, we look at your record against Torrance, 22-1. And at some point, the worm's going to turn on that. You know it is. Does it ever enter your mind on that front?
No. The thing about it is that I don't look at stats, to be honest with you. People tell me all these different stats all the time, and I forget them the next day because my job's not done at the racetrack. I look at my stats when I retire one day and look back at what we've done, because I won't be driving and I'll be bored, so I have to look at something. So the funniest part about it is I don't look at it. You never know if it's going to even out or if it'll stay the same or what it does. Only thing we know is that all we can do is race as hard as we can every lap. And this sport is very humbling. And we just been on the right side of that race there. Steve happened something down the racetrack, but we were literally separated at the starting line by 3 thou. Then at half track, we had 2 more thou on him at half track. So we were within 5/1000ths of a second. That race right there would have been won or lost by a few thou at the finish line. And we ran a pretty big mile an hour, ran a pretty big back half, and I don't think they were going to come around us. So with that being said, that would have been another really close, ridiculous drag race, and this is where this sport's at right now. You're going to see a lot of great – look at us and our teammate in the semifinals, 71-71. I mean, this racing right now is at an all-time high. We're enjoying the challenge, and right now – we may have been the champs from last year, but we got a lot of cars. We got a few cars ahead of us that we're chasing.
What does it say about the depth, too? When you set a national record yesterday, it gets broken, but you manage to still win the event.
Well, what happens is that all these cars are capable of it, and we know it. And these crew chiefs, they're getting smarter and sharper every year, and everybody's raising the bar. When you can go out there on a 114-degree track and go out there and run a 70, like a 70, a 7-0, that's phenomenal. We used to have to wait for nighttime and the right condition, air conditions, to throw a run like that. Now we're doing it in the middle of the day at the hottest part of the day. And when we go out there the other night, we ran at 67-1 and we were number one. We looked at our time slip. We're like, we ran out the back door like a banshee, but we look at the 60-foot. We were 200s off everybody, 2.5 to 200s. I mean, we could have ran a 64 if we got the starting line, right? So we're like, well, it was more out there. And then our two teammates went, bam, the next session, took it away from us. So, I mean, it's out there on any – this is like an NFL game right now. Any given Sunday, if you're a pro, you have a chance to win. Look at Terry McMillan. He's throwing down 74, 75s now. Not one run, every run. You know what I mean? And then Brittany Force, they had a problem with their car. She come back out, dropped 333.66 miles an hour, and everybody got the record for mile an hour, 67. So it's anybody's race. Kelly Milliken's car's running well, and Steve Tarns, they're just like rinse and repeat. Their car's running strong. And then our two teammates, Leah's car, by far the Papa John's car has been the car to beat this year. They're like hot part of the day. They the ones that raised the bar. They're running 70.70. Like second round. So we're like, we got to step our game up. And we did. And our boys responded, Brian and Mark and the whole team. And that's what it's going to be like this year. You have to respond. It's no more about being consistent. You got to be fast, quick, and consistent. And that's the new game.